It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 595. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. This show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also Facebook, facebook.com/miketechshow. I have a jam-packed show. I'm going to describe a security incident that happened this week with someone that I was helping. And then tonight's show is the ultimate Windows security protection guide. You're going to want to mark this show number down, show 595, because it will contain the detailed links of every piece of software that I am going to discuss tonight. So first, a horrible story. A person this week, I was brought in to help from another client. This person is 75 years old. She received some type of pop-up on the screen to call this phone number, and she called the phone number. They performed a social engineering feat to empty her bank accounts. I mean, just decimated her financially to the point where the police and FBI are involved. It's serious. Without going into specifics or the details, it's something we know it's there, but it's an education that has to happen that goes along with, yes, this great security guideline that I'm laying out for everyone to implement cannot prevent a human from calling a phone number. And if something comes up on the screen, what we have to do is minimize the chances of that happening. But it's not going to totally eliminate it. And we have to spread the word that if your computer is requiring you or asking you to do anything, don't do it. I train my clients, when in doubt, and I want them to be in doubt all the time, ask, text me, email, call me, and I'll let you know. I get calls from clients that when Malwarebytes is going to update, they're afraid to update it even, and answer yes. And I'll let them know whether they should or not. That's how I want my regular clients to use me. I hope you are in that same situation where your clients will use you and this can't happen. It's a terrible thing where you got these despicable companies just taking advantage of individuals that are vulnerable and stealing their identity and emptying their bank accounts. Things are now getting righted. Her system is completely cleaned and completely locked down the best that I can. I want to provide this set of guidelines to help. Will it 100% eliminate? No, but it will go a long, long way in minimizing the risks of your system being compromised. Let's start out with antivirus. I like Microsoft Security Essentials for Windows 7. I like Windows Defender for Windows 8, 8.1, and 10. But if you don't feel comfortable enough, I have been using and have gotten great feedback from Bitdefender Free. It's easy to install. There's no pop-ups, no nags. It doesn't kill the performance of your system. Bitdefender Free is very, very good. There's one thing you have to do. You have to register it. You're not going to get any spam. You're not going to get any annoyances, but it's only good for 30 days if you don't register it with your email. I've registered 3 computers here in my house with no problem. So Bitdefender Free is the first link. Antivirus is no longer enough. You have to have anti-malware. And the best anti-malware program on the planet is Malwarebytes. There's a free version, but the free version is not proactive. I strongly recommend that you purchase the Malwarebytes Premium. This will be proactively running in the background, updating itself constantly, running a check, a full scan every night, and keeping your system clean. Great tool. I recommend the premium version. Most of the software here tonight is free, except for a couple programs. This is one of them. There is a free version, and it works great after the fact, after you've been infected. And it does a great job in cleaning. But we want to be proactive. We want things that will stop malware from coming in. Malwarebytes Premium. The next, Malwarebytes Anti-Exploit. I've been using this. As a matter of fact, I've been using it since the UnConference in Toronto. After speaking with Malwarebytes and checking it out, I actually like this. Anti-Exploit will look for software exploits from your browsers, maybe a rogue macro in an Excel spreadsheet or a Word template that's bad. It will watch the software that you're working on and alert and stop exploits from within software programs. So that's anti-exploit. Again, very inexpensive. You're looking at Malwarebytes Premium anti-malware, you're looking at $25, and you're also looking at $25 for anti-exploit. Now, this is the price per year. So for $50 a year, I would rather you spend it on those two programs than money on another antivirus or antivirus suite. Next program, and right now it's free, it's the Malwarebytes anti-ransomware. You've all heard about ransomware. The program is not going to guarantee the prevention of you getting ransomware, but it's going to help. And that's what we want. We want to layer the security in such a way to where we're going to minimize the risks. We're going to make it very, very small for something to come in and infect your system. I want to see Malwarebytes anti-ransomware. You're going to see that improving, and you're also going to see other tools coming from Malwarebytes, but they're the three programs that I want on your system along with Bitdefender. Now, that's not enough. We have another program, and you've heard me talk about it. It's Crypto Prevent. Crypto Prevent from Foolish IT, great program that, again, protects areas that are common launching pads of ransomware. As a matter of fact, I run that on my systems. I have the paid version, and one of my computers, it was a false positive, but it sent me an email that it blocked something on one of my test systems. And I went over and I was like, wow, I can, okay. Even though it was an acceptable program, I was glad to see Crypto Prevent doing its job. I'd rather a false positive than something coming in and really doing some damage. And they're the two programs right now that I have been deploying for clients to help in the prevention of ransomware. Next, we need to secure the browsers. This is the hunting ground where everything comes in and infections on computers. There are two add-ins that work with every browser that I want to see deployed on your browsers. That is Woot, Web of Trust, and AdBlock Plus. Both of these programs, they do different things. Woot kind of vets the website that you're going to and gives you a stoplight, a red or green or a yellow light as to whether that website link is good. Here's the example and where people get into trouble. It's Googling for solving a problem. If you Google coupons maybe or Google printer problem, there were times where I've seen the top five results be infected sites, sites that absolutely will infect your computer if you go to them. But having Woot, it's not going to guarantee it, but if it puts a red light by the links, don't go to it. And even if you do, you have to go through an extra step in order to go to the site. Woot is great for that client that just searches everything and clicks on any link. It's a great stoplight that can come up and possibly prevent a serious infection. So that's Web of Trust, Woot. Many, many infections come in via ads that are on websites. And we're talking some national name brand. Here you go. In our area, a big website, and this happened a couple years ago, Philly.com. Philly.com is the collaboration of all the local Philly newspapers and Philly info. It gets a tremendous amount of hits. Well, a couple years ago, their ad team did not check out code that someone purchased space on their website, and anybody visiting that website who had Internet Explorer were automatically infected. So we want to minimize ads. AdBlock Plus. The downside of AdBlock Plus is there may be ads that you want, or there may be a pop-up that you're on a website. Maybe you're making a purchase and a pop-up is trying to come up, but it won't come up. Or there's something that AdBlock Plus is stopping it. So a known safe site that you absolutely don't want to block the ads, turn that off for that site. I'm going to give you an example. I have ads, but they're not intrusive. They're not dangerous. They're flat. There's nothing really moving or happening. If you go to MikeNation.net or MikeTechShow.com, uncheck that because it's the ads that helps pay for the content. It's a kind of a catch-22 when it comes to blocking ads. Trusted sites, sites that you know that you may want those ads for that particular site, you can disable it for that site so you can get the ads if you want. But right now, I recommend having it to block ads because it's another good layer of security. The next item, Unchecky. Now, I've been on the fence about this from time to time, but I've seen it work. Unchecky will uncheck boxes, for lack of a word, malware or adware. There's so many different terms. An example is two programs that we use all the time that are constantly updated. I really could get on my soapbox for an hour and want to destroy Adobe. I think what Adobe is doing borders on criminal with them installing TrueKey. I can't tell you how many times in the last 2 weeks I've had to go through Herculean efforts to remove TrueKey because it came down via an Adobe Flash upgrade. You got to be careful and uncheck boxes where they're asking you to install software. A great example is DriverMax that I've talked about. If you don't uncheck a box, you're going to get crushed with software that you do not want. Unchecky does a good job of unchecking the boxes for software you don't want installed on your system because of the greed of the company that you're downloading it from, like Adobe or Oracle for Java, where they've partnered with abusive software that because they've paid them ridiculous amounts of money to dump it onto your system. That's not fair. Let's keep that removed. And that's another entry point for things that you don't want happening to your system. Let's review the default list again. Bitdefender Free, Malwarebytes Anti Malware Premium, Malwarebytes Anti Exploit, Malwarebytes Anti Ransomware, Crypto Prevent, Woot, AdBlock Plus, and Unchecky. That is my default configuration for protecting your Windows system. But we're not done there. There's weekly and monthly maintenance that I want to add to this list. For weekly maintenance, I actually recommend JRT, which is the junkware removal tool, which happened to be purchased by Malwarebytes, Adware Cleaner, Rogue Killer, and CCleaner. They're my four go-to programs that I run weekly on my computers. If your computer's running great, you might be able to let that slip to monthly, but this is like changing the oil in your car or rotating the tires. You cannot use your computer forever with no maintenance. It requires some tune-ups. It requires running programs to keep your system at peak performance. So JRT, Adware Cleaner, Rogue Killer, and CCleaner. I've talked about and have dedicated past shows to a program that consolidates those programs and much, much, much more. And you can easily run all these things and many, many other programs. Windows Repair Toolbox. I can't tell you how many thank yous that I've gotten for recommending that tool. And that tool was actually first recommended to me by Mike Cooley, Taz Cools in the chat. He recommended that a long time ago to me. And I have that on my USB stick. Anybody who works for me has that. That is our go-to program when we're starting to clean a system because it's got all the links for everything. It's a great program that centralizes being able to download the latest version and executing them, and then it removes the program after it's done. It doesn't get any better than that. So having that one program and then going to some of these options keeps your system running and tuned the way you want it. Monthly maintenance. You have Windows updates. Patch Tuesday, every month, Windows is going to dump updates. You want to check, make sure updates are happening because sometimes programs enter or something happens to your system and it blocks Windows updates. As much as we hate them, you have to run the Windows updates because you want to keep your system secure, and keeping your operating system patched and updated to the most frequent updates, to the most recent updates, is just another step in securing your system. So make sure your updates are happening every month. Check your event logs. Go to Control Panel, Administrative Tools, Event Viewer. Check your Event Viewer monthly and look for errors. Look for red dots for serious errors. If you don't understand the error, Google the error message so you can see, is this okay or not? I can't tell you how many times we forget the basics, which is checking Event Viewer. Very important. And if you want to keep your system running at peak performance, then keep an eye on the event log. Maybe put a reminder once a quarter to do it. I recommend monthly looking at it. Patch My PC is a great program for updating all the common software that you could be using. Example, Java, Adobe Flash, Adobe Reader. It even updated my Audacity that I use to record my show. 7-Zip. There's a ton of software that Patch My PC will check if it's the latest update. And if it's not, it gives you the option to download and install the latest update. I recommend staying on top of all your software by running Patch My PC. It's free. Why not do it? Now, a program that's not free that I'll run monthly just to make sure there's no more, there's driver updates. I run and use Driver Max. I've received 10 emails from listeners who have had no issues with Driver Max. I have had no issues, and I use it on a lot of computers. When I'm stuck and I need drivers, I install Driver Max. I let it update all the drivers, and then I uninstall it. On my main system, I keep it running only because I run it often. If you're stuck, that's a good go-to program for updating your drivers. You don't have to do that. There's another way to look at this. If you don't have a problem with your drivers, why update it? I like to keep my drivers updated. I'm that way on firmware. I won't update firmware unless there's a known issue or something that I need. Then I will update firmware on computers. So that's my monthly maintenance. So we have our basic Windows operating system security programs. We have weekly maintenance, monthly maintenance. And that's how I'm going to break down the show notes for tonight's show. The last is cleaning a system that's already infected. Your friend is bleepingcomputer.com. That's a great resource in checking out any infection that might have already happened on your system, and maybe it's identified itself with some kind of a name or some kind of anomaly that's happening. You can search that on Bleeping Computer. I also trust their downloads, because they're on top of the latest, greatest tools in cleaning systems. Now, this is cleaning a system that's already infected. The first program you want to run is rkill. And I'll run that from safe mode to get to a point to see if I can run CombiFix. Now, CombiFix won't run. I don't believe there's a Windows 10 version yet. I will immediately go to RogueKiller. RogueKiller has been a go-to cleaning software that I've been using that's been ripping out some nasty little infections. So RogueKiller, and then our standard suite, JRT, Adware Cleaner. I'll add Super Anti Spyware here. Why not? Run that. Run Malwarebytes, and then I run CCleaner to finish it all off to clean up all the broken registry entries. You're going to find people coming on either side of registry cleaners. You got people that hate them, that say they destroy the world and all kinds of horrible things. And then I come down on the side. I've never seen it hurt a system. I just haven't. I've done great cleanups with CCleaner, and I've not been disappointed. It gives you pieces that will allow you to run faster. It's all about layers, and it's all about whatever you can do that can add to the performance increase, like checking the startup. Depending on the operating system, it's either msconfig or your right-click now task manager on Windows 10 and display more and look at what's starting up. Does that program really need to start up? That's a great place to begin in removing the startup, which could be slowing down your system. All of this cleaning, in combination with the tweaks with CCleaner, the startup, is going to help your system run better. That's it for tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you purchase anything from Amazon or know anybody that purchases from Amazon, please use my link, amazon.micnation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to support the Mike Tech Show. Also, please try Instant House Call. great software tool to remotely support your clients. Tonight, I have two clients that I have to log into unattended mode and work on after the show tonight. Great program. Give it a try. Go to instanthousecall.com or click on the link on my website. And remember to use the promo code MikeTechShow. Fab's Auto Backup for Tech. I use that all the time. 6 Pro. Fab's Auto Backup 6 Pro. Great program for transferring all of your files and information from one operating system to another, from one system to another. Program has saved me immensely. That's it. I'll see everybody back here next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.